Am I always this naked, you may ask? Well, of course not. But I do prefer to tell the naked truth. You see, I like it juicy, raw, and uncensored. The truth, that is. Konnichiwa! Hey, so here we are again. I love Japanese culture, and I would love to either visit Japan some of these days, or even live there for a while, or permanently. So if you got some Japanese or Japan connections, please let me know. Arigato! Alright, so today's topic is a very fun one. Today's topic is about people who love to complain about someone else and be the victim themselves and make that person the perpetrator or that person of the bad guy. So we all have those stories where whenever we talk about somebody else, we talk about that person like they're the bad guy. We complain, we tell the whole story, and we wear the badge of victimhood of honor. And we go out in the world and we love to tell our story so everyone can give us a shoulder to cry on and everything. And of course, if you are a true victim, I understand definitely you need humanity. You need people to be there on your side. You need people to have empathy and compassion and kindness. And, you know, you need a shoulder to cry on and someone to dry your tears, someone who lend an ear, or even someone to help, I would think. That's really important. Someone to actually do something besides just listening. Of course, someone listening to you is very important. But someone can actually do something, whatever your issue is also as important, I feel. And I feel like a lot of people actually do kind of listen. But then when that person's done talking, that person just, nothing ever gets fixed. So that's not exactly the topic I want to talk about is, but the topic I want to talk about is, why don't we, me included, halfly, not bigly, like my favorite person likes to say, why do we often like to make someone the bad guy, even the story is just a regular story, and not us, the bad guy? So, I rarely or never hear a story like this before. So, I will start with me today. So, I used to be a big, bad wolf. Not outside, of course, but inside. Like a true wolf. A true wolf in sheep clothing. So, but to one person in my life. Unfortunately, but because I look at everything has a reason, and if you're looking at life in a blank stare instead of saying good or bad or why me and etc., I think everything was perfect the way it was, and I hope for that person he saw that as well. So the person I'm talking about was my life partner. We've been together for over a decade and a half. And I will not name names because I did not ask for permission prior to this video. But I will talk about my story. And I was not a good lover to him. And I'll tell you why. So the way it started was, I knew him from the clubs. If you're from Boston, remember Avalon, Access Mondays, and Rimrod, and what's that other thing called in Somerville? Fun time, Man Ray, and everything. So I knew him from the clubs because me and my friend, what's his name? Sexy. I know his name, but I won't say it. But we used to call him Sexy from high school. Me and Sexy, hey Sexy, if you're watching this. So me and Sexy used to go out clubbing almost every day. The only day we did not go clubbing was maybe Tuesdays because there were nothing really Tuesday. So it was like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday we took a day off. So Tuesday was our Sabbath day. Ah, the young have a lot of fun. So nice to be young and beautiful. So now I'm just like an old turtle. But I'm grateful for the good times. Anyway. So I knew this person. Let's call him D. And D is a great guy. D's just D. D's just who he is. I think he's a great guy. He has not done great things for me. However, I'm very grateful for the great times we had, even though we had a lot of bad times. But in my growth, I don't see things as bad anymore. That's why I put it in quotation. Just trying to speak a language that you may understand. Because I see things as things that happen, and then it brings me up to who I am today. So I'm very grateful for my past. But we had a lot of good times. But for me, I've had a lot of great times with him, but inside, a lot of bad times. And I'm not sure if it was trauma or anything else, but the reason and the times that I've been a wolf toward him is especially when I wanted to break from the relationship. Whenever I wanted to break from the relationship, he would not want to break. He would text me, call me, come to my house unannounced, waiting out there, sleeping in the car, knock on my door. And he's someone who is persistent and he wants to fix it. And I understand you might be like, oh, this is textbooks for da da da. No. I'm gonna tell you right now, don't come for D. Come for the D. He is a great guy. He's a great guy. Of course, in the relationship, I may have felt hurt from him, but I do believe today, in my learning and truth, that we hurt ourselves through our decisions or the lack of, and no one else can hurt you. D never hurt me physically. Although in the past I have felt that he hurt me. And now I realize that the hurt that I was feeling was me doing those things to myself and I was hurting myself. D never hurt me physically. He never speak ill of me. Behind my back, I don't know, but I don't think he's capable. He's never speak ill of me or about me. I truly believe that he loves me. However, in my experience, he did not speak my language, my love language. I think I could bet I know his love language. His love language is words of affirmation, quality time, and physical touch. Mine's number one is acts of service, quality time. And I have all five, but my number one is acts of service. And I can do without the five, but I need acts of service. And with acts of service, there needs to be quality time accompanied to it, I think. So he did not speak my language, and I think this is what was the downfall of relationship. Although we went on over 10 years, I think we started dating 2004 maybe, although I knew him since 2003-ish probably. I may be wrong on the time, but I finally stopped most interaction with him in March or April 2020, although we have text here and there, because we still have Verizon bills together. So D is not a terrible person, so therefore it's like for my own sake, I cannot speak to him anymore and I cannot be around him because I probably need therapy for this. Because I, in the majority of the time, it hurts me to say, and he and I have spoken about this for years, I cannot be with him. When I'm with him, I am someone that I don't recognize. I am a wolf. But in life, with everyone else, I'm a sheep. I'm meek, I'm docile, I'm loving everything. But when I'm with D, the most time I can spend with him is maybe 3 days. And we've spoken about this. Because when we spend time together, we spend 24 hours together, and I love him. Definitely, I do love him. However, he frustrates me. He annoys me. And so many other things. And I have asked myself and gone to do some work and be like, why? And never in my life did I paint D as a bad person. But the point of this talk today is to be like, hey, I've been the bad guy. And yeah, it was shameful. And so, you know, self-accountability. And I hope I aspire you and inspire you to have self-accountability, where if you are an equation into a situation, where did you go wrong? What did you do? What did you say or didn't say? Did you stay? Did you leave? Did you antagonize somebody? So I'm tired of the hero story. Whenever someone talks about somebody, it's always they're the hero or they're the victim, that they never hurt anybody else and someone hurt them. Hey, guess what? We hurt people intentionally and unintentionally a lot of times. I have hurt D a lot unintentionally and sometimes intentionally. And when I have done it intentionally, I wanted him to leave, to be far away from me, because I was a ticking bomb. And because I love him and I have compassion for him, I cannot be around him because of other things that he would do. And I would hope some of these days, and I've tried, when we speak for hours about those things. And none of it ever get resolved. The things that were not resolved for me in our relationships were, might seem petty for you, but if you ever be in a relationship, to each their own. I feel he puts me last. And I understand, no matter when someone say, hey, I love you, if they have their family comes first. Fine, I respect that. But whenever I hang out with his family, I never felt part of them. I felt the interactions were fake. And I understand it might have been my issue because it was my feeling, but come on, for over 15, 16 years interacting with you guys, it was not all my feelings. Of course, I'm owning my feelings, but where did you fit in that equation? So anyway, I never felt right with his family. I felt like less with them, less with D especially. He would not return my calls or text messages, sometimes for days, and we were in a relationship. And when he would return the calls or texts, he would not even reply to, example, if I say, hey, I think the sky is blue today, what do you think about that? 1, 2, 3 days go by, and then he would respond, hey, do you go to the beach today? Like, really, do you read my last text messages? Like, and if I say, hey, you didn't answer my last text message, like, would you mind answering it? Not exactly like that, of course. And then he would read it and be like, oh, and he would still not answer. Or if he does, he would feel so pressured. So I understand he does not understand this probably, because when we spoke in last time, he did not understand me. I have left him for his own good and sake. And I hope that he's happy without me. And I do love him. And I do also believe that when you love someone, you set them free. And when you love someone, even if it doesn't have to work out, just because you love someone doesn't mean it's going to work out. And I've been in a relationship with him for a decade and a half, not because I was happy. Because the first decade, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know who I what I wanted. I didn't know who I was. And I don't think he knew what he wanted. I cannot speak for him and say, I don't think he knew what who he was. I could have a guess and say, I don't think so either. But I would definitely tell you, I don't think he knows what he wanted. Because if you're with someone for a decade and a half, wouldn't you try to make it work? And I have tried to make it work. I stayed with him. Even a lot of times when I'm unhappy. And it was a classic case of, I'm leaving you because da-da-da-da-da. And then we, let's say we fight, but we never like fight like couples do. When whenever we talk, it was often me blowing up, being a wolf, being bad wolf, hurt his feelings, and then we talk about it. Although I was being bad wolf, I would say I was never violent. And thank God for that, because I don't have a violent, I just had a, I'm suffocating. I need to leave. Like, let me leave. Like, ah! If any of you ever been in that situation, please tell us if you resonate. And so this is how I've hurt him when I've left, when I've punched him under the belt so he could feel the pain, so he could actually leave me. Because sometimes it's better to leave someone when you hate them, so you can feel good about yourself, like an ego thing, and I understand that. So you can just like, so these are the reasons that I would be mean to him. So he could leave me, so he can be like, wait, Zen is a bad guy, so let me leave him so I can feel good about it. And if you're watching this, D, I never hurted you because I disliked or hated you. I love you as much as I love myself. And since I didn't know who I was, and since I did not love myself, and I could bet you, we were in the same boat. So therefore, we loved each other the way we could, like we did to each other. And so, here's the question today. Why, when you tell a story, you are the victim, always? Okay, fine, if you are the victim, that's another story. Why, when you tell a story, this often has to be the bad guy and you're the good guy, you're the hero? Why is that? Have you ever been the villain? Maybe you have not been. But if you have been the villain, why have you not tell your story? If you have not tell your story, please message me at zen21@gmail.com or put a comment in the video and contact me, get on my podcast so we can talk about your trauma, so we can talk about your shame, your fear, your doubts, your judgments, and why people are bad guys in your life and not you, and why you are not having self-accountability, why you are not taking responsibility for your own wrongdoings. Today, and it was for years, I have taken responsibility for my wrongdoing against D in the relationship, and I know he has forgiven me, and I have asked for forgiveness, and I've apologized many times. And again, we cannot be together because there are so many things that D is. Oh, one more thing. As much as I feel and I know D's a wonderful guy, he has traumas and baggage and issues that made our relationship not work. And I had baggage and issues and traumas that made the relationship not work. However, since I moved to New York, I made a lot of growth, and I've invited him often to meet me on a level so we can try our best to be together. I truly believe that if things were any different, I don't see myself with anyone else but D. D is the most wonderful guy that I know in my life. However, there is many other things that a partner needs a relationship. D, I needed acts of service from you. I need support in my endeavors. I needed someone when I hang out with who is for me and with me. Because in my whole relationship, I rarely, I want to say never, but you know, never is not really a never. But I rarely felt that you were supportive. And you might feel like you were, but receipts. Show me the receipts. You were not supportive emotionally, mentally, or anything. Or even, you know us, we are entrepreneurs, we're business owners. In most of my businesses, you have not been supportive. Even till this day, you have not liked, shared, commented on a post about my business unless I asked you of it. And when we did, we had a fight about that. So anyway, this is not the story. Yes, I'll leave it at that. And this is a message to D, and this is a message to you. And I hope this video aspire us and me as well to take self-accountability for what we've done in to other people, and hoping moving forward, if someone say, "Hey, you hurt me," instead of retaliating or fighting, we can say, "Oh, I hurt you. I didn't know I did." Or if you did know, you could say you did know. But if you didn't know, you can say, "I didn't know I did. Please tell me how you I hurt you." Da 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 da. They tell you, and then you can say, "Oh, how can I do better?" Da 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 da. They tell you, and if you're not capable, set that person free. But if you are capable, keep the love and peace. Namaskaram.